Is Mark in by chance?
He's not. Can I take a message?
Do you know when he might be getting back into the office?
I don't. Is this a solicitation call?
No, I'm following up here on some financing the company had done here with Bank of the West. Is there maybe a controller, an office manager that kind of helps with the financials that I could speak to?
No, I mean, I'm his wife, and I'm happy to take a message for you if you'd like to leave one.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up here on an offer we had extended about 2 weeks ago. I just kind of want to see if you had received it and kind of what plans you guys had here for the business coming up for this quarter and next.
Okay.
Yeah, if you don't mind passing along a note, that'd be all right.
Okay. And you said it's Brian?
My name is Tyler.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's
that
fine.
Is totally wrong. Okay. Goodness.
Okay. T-Y-L-E-R, and I'm calling with Cardiff. It's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank.
Okay.
And my direct dial is 858-252-1496. And if you could just put, like I said, it's in reference to an offer for some equipment financing and working capital you guys have been recently pre-approved for, so... I just kind of wanted to touch base and kind of see what you guys had planned going forward.
Is this something you guys sent in the mail or because?
Yeah, it was direct mail. It should have hit your desk here by now. It was sent about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, I'm not sure. I'm not sure because I mean I really help with all of that. I mean opening the mail and doing all you know.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if he.
It may not have hit your desk. You may honestly have just kind of tossed it out. It was just a pre-approval there, and you guys were actually pre-approved for right around $250K. So did you know if Mark or yourself had any plans there for bringing on any equipment or plans for some growth that might need some extra capital there to kind of back you up on operations?
So for equipment, no. But as far as, I just think that's interesting because he just very briefly talked to the office manager at our local, just Bank of the West, recently, and and we had a really great close relationship with the previous manager, and so he didn't, you know, he doesn't know this new manager very well, but
I see.
He talked to her a couple weeks ago about maybe extending his line of credit or just doing something in that sort, and
I see.
And she made it sound like that couldn't happen.
Usually with lines of credit, unless it's a revolving line of credit, once you've kind of maxed it out, you're done. What was it you guys used that line of credit for? Was it just for like payroll purposes or operations?
Yeah, all sorts of stuff. I wish I could say it's just one thing. I mean, you know, it actually really hasn't been used very much at all within the last year.
Mm-hmm.
But it was used to help with payroll. It was used just to, obviously, you know, pay off subcontract, all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
So he really didn't even get very far into the process with her because she made it sound like, you know what, I don't think they would approve it. I mean...
Interesting. So, did you guys use that? Like, how large was the line of credit that they had extended to you?
It's 50, and 50. I think we're at like 40, you know, low 40, 41, 42, something like that. And
remaining, you know, or that you had used?
That we've used.
Okay, that's probably why they're.
That didn't surprise us. I mean, that's kind of what we figured, but. You know, before we decided to go with anyone else, I mean, we love Bank of the West. We were with Wells Fargo for, my gosh, probably 20 years. I mean, a long time. And so, we were like, before we even think about going with someone else, we'd, you know, like to go through Bank of the West. That's who we're already with. It wasn't a great, you hate to have, we went, years and years running this business without any business debt. So just having business debt at all right now is kind of, I guess, hard just because, you know what I mean, when you go that long without having any. So for us, that's been kind of, you know, I don't know if I want to say, you know, it's kind of a bummer, but we should have just done more from the very beginning. I mean, I think originally...
Were you approved for more?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And we chose not to. And I think, you know, my husband was just trying to be smart and wanted to, you know, didn't want to have a ton of, or, you know, a big line. And, you know, at the time, I think he thought, you know what, I'm really not going to need it that much. But, you know, one of the first things he used it for was buying, like, a brand new enclosed trailer. You know, I think that was $10,000 right there. You know, and then just other, so it's we've had it for several years. It's not like we just did it within a year, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Was there any collateral that was attached to it?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, have you guys looked into working capital before? It's similar to a line of credit, but there's definitely some big differences.
You know, I don't, I mean, I know he's just started the process looking into just a few different, you know, a few different avenues or, so, I mean, I will definitely give him the message. I wish I could, unfortunately, you know, he just cannot talk during the day because he is just, you know, he's
non-stop.
Just crazy busy. And one, he's on the job working too. So,
okay.
I mean, you know, here it's Friday, and what are your hours on Monday? Is it like a,
so
are you in the Colorado?
We're in San Diego here, so I believe you guys are an hour ahead of us.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, is it almost 11 there right now? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so you guys are an hour ahead of us. So we operate here 6:30 to 3:30 Monday through Friday, so we're pretty much available 7:30 to 4:30 your time.
Okay.
Is there maybe a good email here? I could shoot you the information. That way you and Mark can kind of go over that when you get a minute.
Yeah. No, that'd be great. So his email is Mark.
Okay.
And then it's at HallidayBuilt.com. And Halliday is HallidayY.
Halliday Built was the second half of that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. .com?
.com, yeah.
Okay. I'll shoot that email over. It's just going to summarize the offer we had extended to you guys about 2 weeks ago, and it'll have my contact information as well. If you guys are looking into possibly renewing the line of credit, the program that we offer here is working capital. It's very similar to a line of credit in the sense that you're just going to get approved for the largest amount possible, and you can use it however you see fit. The big difference between our program and your typical line of credit is it's mostly based off of sales as opposed to your credit, which actually just allows you to have more access to cash. We're usually able to free up anywhere from about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So whatever you guys kind of did in sales last year, roughly 10 to 15% we can free up. It's completely unsecured. There's no collateral attached to it. So it's doesn't sound like you need, there's a huge need for it right now. Like you said, you didn't really use it that much. But if it is something you're looking to just have to kind of have in the back pocket and be safe, or if you were looking to maybe grow and make some money off of it, which is kind of what people use that for as opposed to just sitting on it, we might be able to help you out there. But I'll give you some time to go over this with Mark, and I'll maybe follow up here like mid next week and just see if you guys had discussed it and if there was any needs we might be able to help you out with. What might be a good day next week to follow up with you?
Well, gosh, I mean, if you want to try back like on, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday, that would be fine.
Okay, around the same time as now?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be late in the week. My kids just go back to school on Monday, so that's going to be a pretty busy day.
I see.
But so I'm sorry, I just want to make sure too I have your number right, just in case, you know, case he decides to call you back next week.
Yeah.
So it's 858-252-1496.
Correct. Yeah, that's my direct dial. It'll take you right to me. So there's no expense or anything like that.
Well, you know, I will definitely give him the message. And when you said it may not be something we, you know, we need now, but it's nothing we're in desperate need, but at the same time, knowing that, you know, we had 50 and we're already at 42. It's or whatever it is, you know, 40 or 40, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My husband's just been feeling like for a while, you know what, I you know, that he wants more available just because you just never know, right? When all of a sudden you need to buy some, like you said, a new piece of equipment or, you know, just needing the extra cash for, you know, expanding. And so, yeah, I think that's been the biggest reason. Just, you know, if we would have, obviously, if we were in a huge hurry, we would have done something immediately or, you know, but so anyway, so that's kind of the, that's kind of where we're at with that. So
yeah, no worries. Kind of go over that. I'll send this information here. It'll have a link to our website as well. So you guys can check that out. Just kind of see our business here. We've been here for 14 years now. So we have a really good reputation and a lot of reviews to kind of back us up there. So definitely check that out. And just kind of see if there's any needs you guys may have coming up. And if we can help you out, we'll definitely be here for you.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much, Tyler.
No worries. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.